Welcome to episode 2473 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here. How are you doing? I want to welcome you to day 7, the final episode in our series we've been exploring this week. The theme is improving your confidence. And if you are just joining us, you are in the right place. If you've been listening all week long, I want to congratulate you. Each and every episode of a series is a meditation all on its own. So you don't necessarily have to make your way through an entire series in order to receive the benefits of a particular episode. Each episode in a series does follow the weekly theme. So throughout this week's series, you got to know a fellow meditator, Sarah Royale, who is from Wellington in the UK. She owns a dance studio there, and she also recently started her own podcast, Diary of a Dance Teacher. And this podcast, as well as how she teaches dance, empowers young people. And she had such a gift having a mother who really encouraged her to believe she could do anything she set her mind to do. And so the theme this week has reflected many of the meditation techniques that Sarah selected for you. And also the book that she selected has been a lot of fun, reading little excerpts from the book. This is a book by a monk, Haemin Sunim. He is from South Korea, and he wrote a book called The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. In today's episode, you will be guided with a final reflection from his book, and you will enjoy slowing down so you can tap into the best part of who you are. As with every series, you are invited to explore more deeply any theme we pursue by going to the Sip and Om meditation app. There, for an entire week free, you can have access to over 2,000 guided meditations. These are 30-minute meditation experiences. So if you're wanting a little more, here is where you can find it. You also receive a journal with a daily reflection question that takes you deeper into a theme, as well as a slowdown guide that also carries through the theme throughout the week with an herbal tea and a yoga asana and all the techniques I share throughout a series. So as we launch into a brand new series tomorrow, you might treat yourself to the app. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, your challenge this week has been to go on a compassion quest. Sarah mentions in her interview how sometimes you never know what somebody's going through. So allow grace and patience in dealing with difficult people. As you close your eyes and sit up straight, gently elevate your eyes, as always, to the point between your eyebrows. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. Begin to calm your mind and body. Become aware of where you may be holding tension. See if you can name that tension. What kind of mood are you in? What emotions are you experiencing right now? Always honor yourself. Allow yourself to calm down and unwind at your own pace. Begin to reflect back over your week. Think about the times this week when you felt confident and empowered. What were you doing? Who were you with? And where were you? Notice the kinds of environments where you thrived this week. Notice the times this week when you believed in yourself. Now, as you reflect back over your week, consider the times that were difficult, when you felt your confidence falter, when you may have felt disempowered or as though you were not good enough. Bring to mind these times. Notice what may have contributed to these times. Were you tired? Did you have false expectations? Was your ego involved? Notice the moments when you felt your confidence falter. Celebrate your victories as well as your lessons. Haman Sunim says, "For unenlightened people, not every day is a good day because they feel happy only when things happen the way they want them to. For enlightened people, every single day is a good day because they feel free knowing that nothing can take away their wisdom." Reflect on the wisdom you gained this week. You are so worth slowing down for.